This episode of Best Self Radio is brought to you by my signature 16-week mind-body program, Body Freedom Recomp. This program is designed to help you build muscle and strength and while simultaneously losing body fat without the restrictions, extremes that you tried in your 20s, leaving you feeling miserable with imbalanced hormones, gut health issues, and a lot of shame and guilt. I know for me, after going through all of this yo-yo dieting and extremes, I was ready for something that was sustainable, that could give me long-lasting results without tanking my hormones, causing gut issues, and leading to me feeling guilty and shame about my body. This led me into develop the core method that I teach my one-on-one clients. I wanted to offer this to you at the fraction of a price in a group setting so that you didn't feel that you were not able to get the help that you needed simply based on not being able to afford it. That is why I have designed this program into three different tiers. Tier one is when we are going to really focus on our subconscious mind. We're going to break through limiting beliefs, limiting decisions, and self-sabotaging patterns. In tier two, we really start understanding what we need as women in our 30s. We understand how to heal and nourish our gut, balance our hormones, and balance our blood sugar to really thrive and truly reach not only our health goals, but our physique goals. And in tier three is where we dig into the exercise and the tracking of our macros to get the body composition that we want, while also not sacrificing our muscle mass, the most crucial thing for our health as we enter into our 30s and perimenopause years. Please follow the link in the description to get the information you need to sign up for this program. I promise you, this program is going to change your life and is unlike anything you have ever seen before. Hello, you guys, and welcome back to Best Self Radio. I am your host, Haley James, and thank you for joining me for another week on the show. We have just gone through the solar eclipse, okay? So I'm recording this a few days after that, and I don't know about you, but I definitely feel such a big energy shift from that. Definitely felt very heavy before that, and now just feeling very light. I know that has also a lot to do with the fact that it is beautiful and sunny here in Toronto. So that always helps, of course, right? But I hope you guys had a good experience with that, whatever that meant for you. It wasn't like a huge deal for me as far as like seeing it and all of that. I just definitely felt a big energetic shift for me. And it was just interesting, right? It was so cool to see like the blackness, the sunset at 3 p.m. It was cool. And I think, you know, if you were in Toronto or somewhere that got that, it was a very cool experience to have, you know, once in our lifetimes, apparently, right? So that was cool. And we're just getting very excited for the nice weather, birthday coming up. And yeah, it feels really good, really fun. I find right now, some days I just pinch me and I'm like, oh yeah, like this is the life I get to live. And yeah, I'm excited about that. So I hope you guys are having a good time, enjoying spring, and excited for summer just around the corner. I really didn't know what I wanted to talk about today, you guys. And so it's just kind of coming to me as I'm hitting record. And I really want to speak to the like essential things that I think can really make a difference with your health. If you're either like starting from ground zero, or if you feel like you've got way too much on the go health-wise and you're feeling a bit overwhelmed with it. And then, you know, finally, if you are just again, maybe traveling or looking to maybe simplify your kind of health routine, I just wanted to share what I would have as essential for me. And obviously this is going to differ. Like I'm a female in my early 30s. So if you are different time in your life, if you're a guy, like some of this stuff might not be true for you. But I do think it's important to like really start looking at the things you're doing that are making a difference. And I talk about this all the time to friends of mine, my clients especially. There's so much out there, right, that we can do. So many supplements we can take, programs we can do, different, you know, morning routines, you know, all these different things. Is it making a difference to you in your life? Yes or no? And with that, of course, we need to give things a bit of that old college try, to try it out for a few weeks, be consistent with it to really make that decision. But if at the end of the day, if it's really like, wow, I don't really feel a difference from this supplement, this change in lifestyle, whatever it is, you don't need to do it, right? We don't need to have all the healthy habits that are out there because obviously that would be way too overwhelming. We can't do that. So then you also don't need to feel bad for giving up a habit that isn't actually helping you move forward or feel healthy or your best. And you really get to decide again, like kind of what is helping you, what is not. So I'm going to share mine. And then again, just kind of really taking that with a grain of salt and also maybe start questioning this for yourself when you're taking a supplement. Sorry, I'm trying to record in my bedroom with Dolly because Ben is making phone calls. And yeah, it's just one of those days. But really, you know, asking like, is this supplement actually making a difference? Or am I just taking it because I was told to take it? Or I went on a supplement rampage one night and bought everything that I thought I may need. So this is something that I just really like to caution people is to take that into consideration for yourself and not just do it because someone is telling you to do it. And you know, when I work with my clients, we have a whole list every single week, right, that we're filling out, biofeedback, how things are working, how you're feeling, and we change and adjust and shift as we need to, but we're always paying attention to what our body is telling us. So without further ado, you guys, let's dive into the episode. Okay, so first we're going to start off with three things that I am doing this week to be the best version of myself. Number one, you guys, is physio, 100%. If you have anything nagging, any injury, anything that doesn't feel right in your body, please go see a physio or a chiro. And obviously, like, hopefully you get a good one and have those conversations with them. And start working on what is going on instead of just like trying your best to Google it, look it up, do this or that and see if it's going to work. Like, they're professionals in what they do for a reason. We have them for a reason. And I know, like, from you guys, for instance, when I was first going through my back injury, I didn't have benefits and it is very expensive. So I know some people just don't have the funds to make that happen. And I totally respect that because that has been at times in my life as well. So if that is true, I would say like, yeah, can you find a good physio maybe on Instagram to follow and trust, like a YouTube? But definitely, like, if you have benefits, use them, go see these people. And I do suggest that, like, if you have a certain amount of money to spend on different things throughout the month, budget it in the best you can. And then the other thing is be really open with your provider or with the practitioner and say, listen, like, this is a bit of a tight thing for me to do right now. I don't have benefits. Like, you know, if I just come once a month, what can we do in between, right? Because they're going to try to help you the best they can. All they want, if it's to see you recover and be healthy, right? So that's a huge favorite of mine. Something that I'm doing to be the best version of myself is seeing he's actually a chiro, but acts kind of like what you would assume physios do. Seeing him on a weekly basis. And then of course, that's up to you. It's up to me to also do the rehab, do the exercises on that daily basis or whatever you work out with your practitioner. So that's definitely something I'm doing. Highly suggest it is something you should try out and do if you are in a similar position to me where you have an injury and something nagging. If y'all listen to me ramble on Instagram and TikTok, you guys know I talk a lot about getting in enough protein. And what do I mean by enough protein? Well, the recommendations for females that are active is going to be 0.8 to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. So yeah, that's a decent amount of protein. And no, I'm not getting that all in by Whole Foods. I'm 100% supplementing with protein and I believe you should too. There is no reason why you shouldn't use one or two scoops of protein powder to help supplement your diet to get enough protein to help you maintain and reach those gains while also helping you burn and lose body fat, because guess what? Without enough protein, we're not having either of those things accomplished. So how are we going to get this protein in? The best way to do, you guys, is to go over to HD Muscle's website, go to their HD protein powder, and order a tub of that by using my code HaleyJamesFit. All right, you're gonna save 10% on that tub of protein, and you're gonna be easily hitting your protein numbers for that day, and you're going to be reaching your fitness goals in no time. While you're over there, check out all the other supplements they have to offer. Everything on their website, you guys, is third-party tested, which, guess what? All supplement companies are not, and the supplement companies are not regulated, you guys. So you really have to make sure you're buying quality stuff, and you can be sure that you're getting that from HD Muscle. We have pre-workouts, we have creatine, we have L-glutamine, we have everything you need, as well as some health supplements like vitamin D, vitamin K, and fish oil. All of those are on my definitely monthly favorites. Go over, save by using my code HaleyJamesFit, and be sure to send me a message while you guys do so I can thank you for supporting me. All right, you guys, first off, I hope the audio is okay with this episode. I am in my bedroom, which is not usually where I record. Do not have a microphone, and then Dolly, my pup, was kind of playing around. So I'm hoping it's okay, you guys, and maybe not the highest of quality for the show, but that you can still hear it and get the information. Okay, so let's dive into the meat of the episode. We're going to talk about the things that I do as kind of essentials for my health. And these are things that, you know, I've kind of come to over 10 years of being someone who focuses on my health and, I guess, quote unquote, has been on her health and fitness journey. So obviously, you guys, if you've listened to my podcast, you know me, you know I've tried about everything in the book. And so I do feel like I have a little bit of life experience, rather, on this to share with you guys. And as I mentioned there in the intro, please take this with a grain of salt. This might not work for you, and that's totally fine. But what I really am encouraging and hoping from this episode is that you do your own kind of checklist overhaul of what the healthy things that you're doing, and see, are these actually moving my needle forward, or is this something that I may be wasting my money on, wasting my time on, and don't need to be doing, and it's not bringing me health in any way. I also want to stress that health is not just, obviously, I mean, health is really not really at all what we look like, but also obviously how we feel. It is not just about, you know, the nutrition and the fitness, but about the joy that we have, the experiences, and all of that, right? So health is not just what we might see on some fitness influencers page. It really is beyond that. And so this is all things that, you know, looking at what is bringing joy and happiness and fulfillment also to your life, you know, outside of friends, family, you know, those kinds of things. So these are more like physical things that are helping you do that. Okay, so let's dive in. Number one for me, you guys, is going to be magnesium. So magnesium is one of those supplements that I kind of freak out about if I don't have it in my supplement cupboard. And that is because I notice such a huge difference. So this is what I'm saying with like tuning into your body. Is it something that is working for you? And what I want to say when we're talking about supplements here, are you at the right dose for you too? So this is so important, because sometimes people can read the label on the bottle and it can be like, take one pill, and they take one pill. And magnesium is a great example for this, because you might need a lot more than that, and most likely you do. So what I find is a lot of people are like, yeah, I don't know if I really notice a difference or whatever. And it's because they're at such a low dosage that it's not making a difference, right? So this is something to really pay attention to. So magnesium is such an amazing supplement for our, such an amazing mineral, rather, to help our body relax. It is involved with a coenzyme, involved with over 300 chemical reactions in the body. And one of the biggest ones being muscle contraction and relaxation. So obviously that's not just lifting weights, but, you know, spans all, like every muscle in the body is important for that energy, all of the good things. And I really, really find one, bowel health is something I can notice a difference. If I'm not taking enough magnesium, I can notice that with more cramps, you know, kind of you get like any sleepless kind of like leg cramps at night. And obviously, as I said too, with energy, right? I notice a big difference in my energy. So this is what I'm seeing with like, I depend on this supplement. We are also most likely deficient in it if we're not supplementing with them. It's one of the major deficiencies we see in North America. So magnesium biglycinate is the one that I like. You can also use citrate if you do really want, if you are constipated or anything like that, to get things going. But I personally don't love that one. I love bisglycinate, which is really good for muscle recovery and really good for energy and really good to help with bowels, but it's not going to make you shit your pants if you take too much. And this one is the supplement that I always have on hand, and if I'm running low, I'm running to the store and getting it. So really, I'm never without my magnesium because I notice such a big difference with it. The next one that is in the supplement category, a bit newer for me, but I again start freaking out, and the months in back in the winter when I didn't have it, I definitely noticed, and this is my Element electrolytes, or any type of electrolytes, but definitely make sure that they just have enough of these electrolytes. So I am a huge believer in salt. I think salt is so important, again, for our muscle functions. Muscle function, for our cell function. So getting in enough high quality salt is so important, and Drink Element has a lot of that, and as well as some magnesium and some potassium. So those things are definitely something I just noticed such a difference. My hydration levels, my energy, my skin, my like eyes, like everything. I just feel so much more vibrant being on Drink Element. I have one pack a day, sometimes like one and a bit. I love to use their chocolate one in things like hot chocolate in the winter, or like I put them in my creamies. You can put them in baked goods. You can put them in smoothies. It really just elevates and brings out the flavor. And even if you're not using a Drink Element to do that, you can put in like some sea salt. Really helps pull flavor from like foods, especially if it's a chocolate food. So really recommend some sort of electrolytes, especially coming into summer. If you're an athlete, definitely be monitoring your electrolyte. And I obviously prefer not getting them with 30 grams of sugar and different color additives and stuff that you might find in like a Gatorade. So that's why I really, really love Drink Element. Fortunately, they, you know, they're a bit expensive. A lot of time you have to order them from the States, but I personally do think they're really worth it, and it's a big investment up top because you can get like 4 boxes shipped to you, but then if you break it down, you know, it's just over $1 per one. And you know, if you think about your coffee out, your alcohol, your drinks you buy out, it's a pretty good bargain for feeling a lot better. So that's definitely number 2, you guys, that are kind of like essential things that, again, I have done and I've actually seen a difference in my health. The next one is getting out walking in sunlight. So this is one that's actually been not very available to me in the last few months. Obviously, one, being winter in Toronto, so not as much sun, but 2, I haven't really been able to walk. So I've really noticed, though, that's like hugely impacting my mood, energy. I mean, I think most of us can relate to that, getting into sunlight and movement at the same time. If you get into nature, even better. Just such a mood boost. So make you feel so much better, can like really shift it and just an instant. So definitely that's a non-essential thing for me. And what I've been doing when I'm not walking is not as available to me, even just like driving with the windows down, music, like having the sun stream in, or being able to like go to the beach or go to the dog park and be able to walk around a little bit, but just not too much because I'm just not able to have that same endurance with my back right now. And then that's been such a huge essential. So walking, but definitely like not just on a treadmill, but like outside in the sunshine, if you get it, if you have it, but even just outside. And then if you have nature, even better. So that's number 3 for me that are like non-essentials. The 3rd one for me is strength training. I would say like, you know, strength training in the gym 3 times a week is definitely an essential for me. I obviously haven't been able to do that Have I been in the best mental state? No, have not. So I can definitely tell that it impacts that. And I'm very excited that now I am able to and feel confident getting back in the gym, back in the weight room. And that just, oh my God, like obviously mood, confidence. I think like I've been strength training for so long now, you guys, that I kind of forgot how amazing it is. Like, I'm literally about to cry over weightlifting. What is wrong with me? But I think those of you who get it, get it. Like, it just is amazing. So it definitely is something I've been really missing, and I'm so grateful to get it back into my life. And as I said, yeah, obviously mood, energy, the way your body feels, like feels just so much like tighter and healthier. Also the way my appetite is, like I just feel so much healthier when I am strength training a few times a week. So I obviously believe that that is a huge essential for me. That's make a huge difference in my life. Let's switch gears a little bit here. So we kind of mentioned a few supplements that make a huge difference in my life. Before we switch gears, the last one kind of more in the health fitness realm is L-glutamine for a supplement. This, like, I swear it changed my life back in, I think it was 2018, when I had a really bad like digestive problems. And this was when I was in my like kind of, or just after my holistic nutrition degree. And so where I was just like doing so many rigid diets, cutting things out, fear foods, like, yeah, just a bad state. And when I started to heal my gut, I once went off birth control, was rebalancing my hormones, went on an elimination diet to kind of clear things out. And then when I was starting to reintroduce foods and trying to get my life back a little bit, L-glutamine was just one of those things I had on an empty stomach in water first thing in the morning. And I have not stopped since then. I think there has been a handful of days in the 6 years that I have not had L-glutamine on an empty stomach in the morning. I absolutely just swear by that supplement. So good for intestinal health. You guys, also been well proven to be really good for muscle recovery, but I definitely use it for intestinal health. And if you want to benefit fully from the intestinal health, you definitely want to have it on an empty stomach first thing in the morning. Now we'll switch gears. So out of kind of the foods and or not, I didn't mention any foods, sorry. The supplements and the exercise into something for more of that mindset, emotional health. So number one from you guys is meditation. And again, this is something where it's like take it or leave it, but I definitely say like give it the old college try, be consistent with it for 2 weeks and see how you feel after that. Now I am to the place where I feel so different if I don't meditate. And my meditations can be, right now, they're usually 5 to 20 minutes max is my meditations right now. So my meditation practice, obviously, it grew. I've been meditating consistently for 4 years. So it grew from like 5 minutes maximum when I first started up until like hour during pandemic when, you know, time was a little more fluid. And then I did stop for a little while, like being super consistent with it. And then for the last year, I've been very consistent with it again. But I am one of those people where it's like, sometimes I'll just shut my eyes for 5 minutes and put on some music, or sometimes even not, and just kind of visualize, center myself, take some deep breaths, right? So not all my meditations look like quote unquote, like how meditation looks maybe to people. However, again, it's the benefit you get and it's how you feel. So that's why I'm really just stressing like tuning into that, you guys, because it's like if someone's saying to you, okay, you need to meditate 20 minutes a day like this at this time, blah, 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 and that doesn't work for your schedule, or like that seems too much for you that you can't handle it. So then you just choose, okay, well, I'm not going to do it at all. Like it's not for me. And instead find something that works for you and makes a difference for you. Okay. So that's why I just really wanted to stress meditation. I also kind of do some like, it's more can be maybe said as like visualization as well. And I just am obsessed with that. The next one for that is journaling, you guys. Again, this is one that doesn't work for some people, not like not their vibe. totally fine. Journaling is something I have done since I was a teenager, or probably even, yeah, I think like 12 is kind of when I started. And I've been journaling pretty consistently since then. I actually would say I'm in kind of in like not a huge journal phase right now, but it's definitely something that I will do a few times a week. And I, you know, most of the time, I would say right now I'm in a bit like just life's a little bit chaotic right now. But I would say that, yeah, I'm pretty consistent with doing that daily. And then on times that I'm not, it's at least a few times a week. And usually it's kind of with my meditation, it's jotting down some affirmations, it's, you know, kind of getting some thoughts out on paper. But then other times it could be journaling, free writing for a few pages, right? If I need that outlet. And then the last one, as far as that kind of mindfulness goes, you guys, is reading. And I'm going to put this one in because this one hasn't been there long. I used to read a lot for school, obviously. And then after that, like that was, you know, kind of whatever, all through high school up until 24 when I finished nutrition. And then from there was a few years where I would just read a lot for my work or for my clients, in the sense of reading anything nutrition or fitness. And I really didn't read novels unless maybe like one a year on a vacation. And this past year, starting like almost 6 months ago, I started reading for pleasure again and novels. And I cannot tell you how amazing this has been to me to escape from my work world, from my, you know, from my business, from everything else, and like get lost in a book, but also be able to shut off from technology, right? And I think that can sometimes, like, I definitely, don't be wrong, I love TV and I'll get lost in TV, movies, shows, whatever, all the time. But having that like disconnect from a movie or a TV show has been really amazing. That like something is like a hobby, but again, like not a hobby that's in the gym or in the kitchen or anything related to my work, because I love that too, you guys, but like I realize I really need things that are not all about that, which is definitely not like I need it. I felt like I wanted it, right? I don't need it. If that's you and you're all focused on that, that's totally fine. But like I just felt like that was something that was missing. So that's been amazing for me, like honestly, something that's just been bringing me so, so much joy. And that's when I talk about health, right? Spanning outside of just those things we might think of and into what is bringing you joy, right? Again, more physical things, but what is you bringing you joy outside of those? So those are kind of the ones wraps up for things as far as like my mindset and things that I really find. If I'm not doing every day, it's a few times a week, and something that, yeah, you will not see me going long term without doing. When it comes to food, you guys, a few of my essentials I wanted to share because I think this will be helpful, and I think I want to kind of put this into an Instagram post as well. Kind of all of these in a bit of a more short form. So if that's what you enjoy, then head over there, you guys. But for food, I have been thinking about this a lot because I am in a period of my life where I am being, you know, intuitive. And when I say intuitive, I kind of like the word intentional as well. But then a lot of intuitive eaters have been telling me, well, that's really what intuitive eating means, like that you are, you know, intentionally feeling yourself. So whatever. Either one, you guys, what I mean by this is like I had a horrible relationship with food for so long. I had eating disorders. And coming out of that, obviously, I demonized a lot of food. I just was effed up around food, right? And so when I started tracking macros, there was a lot of benefits to that. And you guys know I'm a big macro. I feel like my last episode was about macro tracking. I'm a big fan of tracking macros. And I think there's good seasons for that. And, you know, I think once I start training again, I will definitely get back into fully tracking. I kind of am like partially tracking right now in the sense that I'm making sure I'm, you know, hitting certain things, but I'm not really tracking at the moment. And why I wanted to kind of share this in a really long form way is that I'm finally at a point right now where I'm intentionally eating so that I'm wanting to hit certain numbers for protein, for fiber, for color, for fats. But I'm also not controlling what I eat, needing to hit certain numbers and needing to avoid certain foods, or eat certain things every single day. And it's a really, really beautiful place to be in. And that's why I created Body Freedom and Body Freedom Recomp, so that I could help other women get to this place, because it's so fucking cool. And I am obviously wish I could have gotten here a lot sooner, but hey, we're here now and I'm gonna really enjoy it because it's so nice. And so along with this, I wanted to share the things that I guess I do that are kind of essential to me on most days. Again, like if I'm on vacation or the odd day or whatever, like there are 100% there are times that I'm not doing everything that I'm gonna share here. But I would say that 90% of the time, if you're looking at the year, these are things I do every single day, you guys. So the first one I kind of mentioned, the electrolytes, the L-glutamine, water in the morning. Like, I'm starting my day with water in the morning, okay? Regardless of whatever, if I'm eating, drinking coffee before breakfast or not, water is first thing. I usually get a half a liter. Most of the time, it's about a full liter of water in, okay? With those things, I like to have electrolytes in. I do think that we should get electrolytes in, or salt, Celtic sea salt is even great in your water in the morning, really help actually hydrate you. And then the other thing, again, what I said there at the beginning is my L-glutamine in the morning. So that's kind of one thing that is going to be pretty standard. Like, I don't think there's been a day in a few years that I haven't started my day with water, even if I don't have those other things. The second thing, you guys, that I definitely do is I make sure, again, 90% of the time, that one of the meals that I have for that day is very plant-based in the sense that it has multiple vegetables in it, okay? So most of the time it is either like a stir fry or a soup if it's more winter, and then more salad if it's spring, summer. So right now we're in the salad arena. We are having kale salads most days. We are vibing with them. But I will be having, like, I would say 5 vegetables kind of on average, and a meal that is just super veggie focused, plant forward. And then again, having obviously our protein in there or healthy fats, but the focus is the vegetables. And what I find this is so helpful is because if your other meals don't have any veggies in them, you know that you've gotten in a good amount for that day. You've got a good head start on your fiber, like whatever it is, right? Like you're checking off a lot of boxes without being rigid. So it's not like I'm like have to have a salad every single day. Like no, like in the winter, most of the time those are cooked, right? Like a lot of time, like our bodies actually digest cooked foods better in the colder months. And just like as far as eating seasonal and stuff, which are things that I try to do. So this gives you that umbrella of having vegetables a million different ways, but just like having, okay, like let's have one of my meals be really plant forward, really veggie forward. The second thing you guys are like, I don't even know why I said second thing. Another thing I do every single day is I obviously, as I say so much of the time on Instagram, on here, I'm getting in protein. Now, I was on that push for so long of getting 30 grams per meal. I'm not saying I'm not anymore, but I would say as like kind of moving into more of an intentional, intuitive phase, if I'm getting 20, I'm getting 20 and I'm happy about that, right? So again, I don't have any like hard set goals right now. I'm in a healthy place in my life, healthy body, other than a herniated disc and I can't walk, you know. But beside that, I'm a healthy place, you know. But I am not needing to like hyper focus on anything. So I'm just making sure that I'm getting in a source of protein in every single meal. And if I'm not, that's not the end of the world, right? But this is something that I will do, again, as I said, 90% of the time. The next thing for nutrition, you guys, that are just things that are kind of running through my head always to feel my best is fiber. So again, are we getting a source of fiber at every single one of our meals? That is going to help us so easily hit at least like at minimum 20. Like we definitely would like to see more 30, just again for healthy bowel health. But I'm getting in 5 to 8 grams at every single meal. I know I'm going to hit that, right? And it's like this can come from so many different things. So this is just another kind of umbrella over that, right? And so when we're thinking of all those things, and obviously like I'm not going to get into all the nitty gritty, like I don't want this to be like a nutrition episode, but it's like I don't want to focus on like, you know, getting in fats and carbs and like all that, like that's happening. But it's like if we focus on a color, like fiber, or sorry, a color plant forward meal some point in the day, we focus on getting in a source of protein at every meal, and we focus on getting in a source of fiber at every meal, like you are so far ahead of 80% of humanity. And I'm humanity, I mean North America, okay? So with all seriousness, probably bigger than 80%, right? So why are we getting so pulled down in all the minutiae and all the little things when we can literally do those three things that I just said and like be well on our way to health, right? We add a little electrolyte water in there. We take our magnesium at night. Like we're golden. We're golden. Maybe there's some L-glutamine in the morning. We have some digestive issues. You're good to go, right? So again, these are just things that are running through my head where I'm able to be maintain health. This is not when I'm in a season of balancing hormones, working on gut issues, in a cut, in a bulk, like any of that, right? This is just like generalized health, which again, if you're dealing with a hormone issue, if you're not doing this first, like don't even like, don't come at me with the other things you want to do for your hormones. Start doing this first. Right? So this is why I wanted to share this episode, because I was thinking about this as I was putting together my meal today, and I was just thinking about how easy it is for me and how easy I wanted it to be for every single one of you listening to this, because it can be, right? It gets to be easy. And even all of the things you guys I mentioned, I think I'm going to wrap it up here. I feel like I'm sure there are other things, but a hug to your loved one or your dog, you know, every single day too, you guys. Don't forget that. But these are things that, again, like obviously are like top of mind for me. And again, if you were to do all of the stuff that I mentioned in this, it's not a lot, right? It's really not a lot. And it gives you so much variety, so much, such ability to be flexible. That's the word I'm looking for. Be flexible in your approaches, right? I'm not saying you need to meditate at a certain time. I'm not even saying you need to meditate. I'm just saying this, obviously something but like doing 5 minutes of that on a walk outside. Like there's so many different ways to incorporate it, but tune into you, follow through with something for 2 weeks, you know, at least. So if you actually see if it's going to make a difference or not, does it feel good for you? Does it change you? Does it help you? Do you make you feel better? Yes or no, take it or leave it, right? Like even the stuff I mentioned, nutrition, you guys, if you like give her the old college try for 2 weeks and you're like, I don't feel better with having a veggie forward meal every day. Okay. Like who am I to say, right? But just give it a try. Give it a try, see how you feel, right? If you guys have anything you do that is essentially your health that's not on this list, please send me a DM over at Haley James Fit, aka Flow Living Co. Mess that up. I would love to have that chat with you guys. I would love to also learn different things that you're doing to just feel your best, feel really healthy. And as I said, like there are obviously other things I do, but these are those essential things. These are the things that I am going to look for, even if I am on vacation, right? Like that's what I'm seeing with these things too. These aren't things that I'm just like, oh, I'm on vacation or whatever, like drop it all. Cause why would I want to feel worse on vacation? Also never understood that. But anyway, you guys, that's it. I'm going to wrap it up. I hope this episode was good. I hope that you got something out of it. Definitely a little bit last minute, but it has been on my mind for to do an Instagram post. And then I said, hey, you know what? Let's expand on the old pod, ramble on, you guys. And I love you so much. I appreciate every single one of you guys that listen to these episodes. Honestly, this is, you guys know, this is a love of mine. And I'm going to keep doing it even if there's only one person listening. So I appreciate you if that's you. Okay. Love you. Talk to you next week.